since next week already we begin Hablakas Neiros Chanukah, during which week we don't have the Halacha Shibta Mincha Maariv, wanted to touch upon this week already some issues related to Halachas of Chanukah, and in particular, Ner Chanukah. So let's begin first with, for this evening, a discussion of the brachos recited before the Hadlakos HaMenorah. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us, "May mevarach, what bracha does one say before lighting Neiros Chanukah? Mevarach asher kidshanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah." And this is what the Rambam as well quotes in Per Gimel Halacha Daled, that on the first evening, one recites three brachos, the first of which is asher kidshanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. One looks in Shulchan Aruch, however, in Tafrei Shayin Vav, and the Shulchan Aruch here tells us that one who lights Neiros on the first night, Hamadlik Balel Rishon, Mavarach Shalosh Brachos, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Shulchan Aruch writes, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, noticeably omitting the word Shel. And the Bar Hetev quotes that is also the practice of the Arizal. One looks as well in Maisa Rav, quoting the Minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, Simon Reish Lambetes, and there as well, Nusach HaBracha LaHadlik Ner Chanukah. There's this clear difference in Minhag between, on the one hand, Shulchan Aruch, Arizal, Maisa Rav of the Vilna Gaon, Bracha is LaHadlik Ner Chanukah. On the other hand, our Gerus in the Gemara, LaHadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, the Rambam, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and the Magen Avraham, the beginning of Tafrei Shayin Vav, writes Shel Chanukah, and he adds in the name of the Marshal, but say it as one word, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. That's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah as well. Mishnah Berurah says that in the Gemara and all the poskim we find Ner Shel Chanukah, and the Marshal writes this as well. But he says to say Shel Chanukah is one word. That's a post quote from the Maharshal, to say near Shel Chanukah, but Shel Chanukah kind of like a run-on. But then the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ha'olam einogin lahakbid bazeh. Pimagadam says, it's not everyone so makbid to say the Shel Chanukah as one word. The more common meaning is to say lahadlik near Shel Chanukah. I think based on the contemporary niggin of the bracha, it seems we stretch out the Shel to almost distinguish it as a word onto its own. Okay, so Mr. Burr says we're not makbid to say it as one word, but the common practice, at least according to the Mr. Burr, the Marshal, is to say the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, like the Rambam, like, as the Mr. Burr says, the Gerson, the Gemara. Now, just one point of interest is that although the Gerson, our Gemara, is the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, in the manuscript edition of the Shas of Munich, Germany, cited here in Sidur Ezor Elio, he writes that in the Girsa of the Shas Ksav Yad Minchin, a manuscript edition of the Shas from Munich, dating back centuries and centuries, there the Girsa is Ner Chanukah, like the Shulchan Aruch. But the contemporary editions of the Gemara have Ladik Ner Shel Chanukah, hence the distinction in practice between Shulchan Aruch on the one hand, and I think what is more common leave practiced amongst the Minhag Ashkenaz to say the Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Minhag on the other. Oh, so that's the next question. So women, by Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, what do they say? Correct. By Shabbos, there, the Minhag is still Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. So the question becomes, so if by Shabbos we say Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, why then by Chanukah would the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch and the Arizal say Lahadlik Ner Chanukah? What happened to the Shel that we find by Neiros of Shabbos? There's some distinction then between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah that would account for that difference in the Nusach HaBracha. So this is a discussion found in the Shari Tshuva right there in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav. And the Shari Tshuva suggests as follows. He quotes that on Shabbos we say Ner Shel Shabbos, because Ner Chanukah, the din is Aser L'Shtamish L'Ora. Ner Chanukah, the din is you can't get Hanah from the Neros of the menorah. That's why you have a Shamash, we have an extra Ner, because you're not supposed to get Hanah from the Neros of Chanukah. Whereas Ner Shabbos, the whole point of the Neros of Shabbos is to get Hanah from the Neros of Shabbos. So Shari Tshuva quotes that perhaps the Pshat is that because by Ner Chanukah it's Aser L'Shtamish L'Ora, so we say L'Havlik Ner Chanukah, as if to indicate that this Ner is exclusive as Ner Chanukah. That's it. There's nothing else you can do with it. It's only Ner Chanukah. Masha Enkeni argues, Ner Shel Shabbos. The Shel implies that we are allowed to use it, and it happens to be the Ner, the light that is because of the mitzvah of Shabbos. That's his suggestion. Maybe the Ner Chanukah implies, at least according to Shulchan Aruch's Girsa, an exclusive Ner for Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah only, nothing else. Whereas the Havlik Ner Shal Shabbos implies more of an allowance that we can use the Ner, we can use the Or of the Ner. It happens to stem from the Mitzvah of Shabbos, but it's more for ourselves as well. So suggests the Shari Tshuva here, the very beginning of Tuf Resh Ayin Vav. And it's based on this Svara that maybe the distinction between the Girsa of the Bracha stems from this Shaila, that Ner Chanukah is Aser L'Shamish L'Ora. Ner Shabbos is, on the contrary, designed for us to get Hanah from it. So then in Sefer Paris Yosef Achara, she suggests maybe that accounts, according to Shulchan Aruch, for the fact that the Gemara has the Girsa of L'Havlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Maybe he argues, the Man Darmi, the Gemara says, L'Havlik Ner Shel Chanukah holds like those poskim Amaroyim, I should say, who hold that Ner Chanukah is Mutter L'Shamish L'Ora. So therefore they would say, L'Havlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Whereas if we, L'Halacha, as we do, paskin that Machlokas Amroim to say that Ner Chanukah is us L'Shamish L'Ora, so we would say, L'Havlik Ner Chanukah, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch's Girsa, that is. So suggests the Shari Tshuva to explain this Girsa of Ner Chanukah according to the Mechaber. In the Shla, and this is also cited in Paras Yosef Chadosh, the Shla, in Meseches Tamid, Perek Ner Mitzvah, Os Zayin, he writes that this minog that we have to say L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah is quoted from the Maharshal, although it's not clear what the Maharshal's reasoning is. But the Mishla says, I saw the Sefer Yam Shel Shlomo, and I can quote you word for word what he says in his Sefer Yam Shel Shlomo. He says that the reason for saying Ner Shel Chanukah is the following. He says, Ner Shel Chanukah, and he says that Ner Shel Chanukah is one word dafka. Why the run-on Shel Chanukah, say it as one word? He says that the fact that we say Shel Chanukah is a run-on compound word also implies that it's designed not for personal use, but for the purposes of Persume Nisa of Chanukah. So the Shlach Kodem Mashal takes the same approach, that the Nusach HaBracha is meant to highlight that Ner Chanukah is not for personal use, it's meant for Pesum Nisa of Chanukah only. And that's why he says we say the Shel Chanukah as one word, meaning the same story given by the Shari Tshuva to explain the Shulchan Aruch, who says Ner Chanukah without the Shel. The Shlach Kodem Mashal says, even within the Girsa of Ner Shel Chanukah, as long as he said it was one run-on word, Shel Chanukah, that also implies it's exclusive for Chanukah purposes, not for my own personal purposes. Whereas Havlik Ner Shel Shabbos, two separate words, that implies Shabbos Neros is for personal purposes as well. So again, what the Shari Tshuva explains to be Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, who says Ner Chanukah, the Shla quotes a Marshal, who explains that's Pshat and why we say the Shel Chanukah as one run-on word. Because that's, I guess, the basic suggestion as to why the bracha of Ner Chanukah is different than the bracha of Ner Shel Shabbos. Whether that means that Ner Chanukah you don't say the word Shel at all, or whether it means you say the word Shel but you run it on into the Ner Shel Chanukah as a compound word. Either way, it's designed to highlight that the Neros of Chanukah are exclusive for Pesum Nisa, exclusive for Mitzvah Chanukah, as opposed to Ner Shel Shabbos, where it's more designed for personal use. And that's the distinction as expressed with the Nusach HaBracha. Okay, so that's the discussion in the Gemara. Machlokas in the Gemara, whether it's Usr Shtamash La'ora or Mutl Shtamash La'ora, that's a different discussion, perhaps because the menorah is, in a certain sense, the Ran says, reminiscent of the Ner Chanukah, of the Ner HaMenorah of the Mikdash, which was not given for personal use. Okay, that's a bit of a different discussion. But that's Machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara then, same Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph, then speaks about not just the bracha of Ner Chanukah, but also about the bracha of one who sees Ner Shel Chanukah. The Gemara says, Haroa Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarach. One who sees the Ner Chanukah is supposed to say a bracha. What bracha is one supposed to say upon seeing the Ner Shel Chanukah? So that Rashi explains is one who sees someone else's menorah already lit, and he himself has not yet lit, says Rashi. So he also says a bracha, what we refer to as Birchas Haroa, which is the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'avoseinu. Interesting machlokas in the Ritva on that Gemara Shabbos, Chaf Gimel, Amud Aleph, cited by Rathino Feldman in his Sefer Bina B'Svarim B'nei Bina. The Ritva quotes two different ideas as to what the function of this Birchas Haroa is. The Ritva writes that the minhag is to say the Birchas Haroa, along with the bracha of L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, before lighting the neros of the menorah, because all brachas are said before the mitzvah is performed. But then the Ritva says, V'yesh omrim, some say they know. The first bracha you say before you light. That's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The second bracha that you say after you light. Why? Second bracha is not formulated in the usual Asher Kidshan of Mitzvot of Itzivanu, says the Ritva. The second bracha is Sha'asa Nisim. It's a bracha Saroa. That's not a bracha on the mitzvah of lighting. It's a bracha on making a bracha on seeing the already lit candle. So it's well cites two possibilities. Whether one says, everyone agrees that the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah is said first before lighting, but the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, is that said before lighting as well, like a bracha on the Hadlaka, or is it said after that you lit the candle, like a bracha of Bircha Saroa, like one who sees an already lit candle that is burning? The Ramah in Tafresh Ayin Vav Sif Beis Paskins that you say all the brachos before you start to light, not just the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, but also the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. Even though, again, the way you find this other approach that the Sha'asa Nisim is a bracha to be said after the candle has already been lit. Rabbi Feldman quotes from the Shi'ur of Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal, an interesting Nohan Hog of Rav Chaim, that he, after the first night, on the second night and on, would say the Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah before he lit the first candle, would light the first candle, and then say Sha'asa Nisim after lighting the first, and then light the second, and then all the rest on the following nights. That way, Reb Chaim felt you could have it both ways. You could say the Sha'asa Nisim after lighting the first, so it fulfills that minhag of it being a Birchas Haroah, and you could also then say it before you light the second, and all the third and fourth and fifth and so on, so it also serves as a bracha before the Hadlaka. That's what Reb Feldman quotes from the Rishim Ashurim of the Grid on Sukkah, Shem Reb Chaim, as a means of kind of navigating this machlokas shon, as the two possible functions that the Birchas Hadlaka and the Birchas Haroah of Sha'asa Nisim represents.